From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County District Attorney Joseph Stanzione announced May 22nd he will seek a second term. Stanzione, a Republican, was elected in 2014 by defeating Democrat Paul Salvina. Stanzione said in a statement, and I quote, "The job of district attorney is not a 9-to-5 job. My staff and I work as many hours as it takes to get our job done. This job requires a genuine commitment to the community," end quote. Stanzione said he is running again because the job is challenging and I quote, "very rewarding being able to walk into a courtroom and fight for the victims of a crime," end quote. Among his accomplishments, prosecuting the crimes committed inside the state prisons in Cooksackie. Stanzione said, and I quote, "we've lived up to the commitment to prosecute crimes in the prisons," end quote. He said combating Greene County's opioid crisis by identifying and targeting drug dealers and helping addicts into rehabilitation or alternatives into incarceration programs will continue. The Greene County Republican Committee will hold its annual designating meeting at 7 p.m. May 31st at the county courthouse in Catskill. At that time, nominations will be heard for state senate, state assembly, district attorney, county treasurer, and two coroner positions. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The fate of the embattled Hudson Development Corporation remains undecided following a meeting of the agency's board of directors May 22nd. The board discussed tabling the decision to redevelop the former CAT site and the role of the corporation after residents and members of the Common Council criticized the board's lack of transparency. Mayor Rick Rector said, and I quote, "I think a lot of this conversation started because several people were getting a little disturbed about what was going on with the CATS warehouse, and then the conversation became bigger than CATS. It was moving too fast, and then it became incorporated to a bigger conversation about HDC," end quote. Rector said disbanding the development agency could affect the $10 million downtown revitalization grant funding. He said, and I quote, "unless there is a viable alternative that we can come to a decision really quickly as a city, that the DRC is the only apparatus we have to deal with the DRI right now," end quote. A link to a recording of the full May 22nd HDC meeting can be found on the WGXC newsroom page and in the WGXC archive. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting Dutchess County Comptroller Robin Lois has declared the $200 million Dutchess County Jail project is progressing on budget and on schedule. Lois's report covers all phases of the project and details vendor payments made through March 31, 2018. The Law Enforcement Center is now 40% complete and construction is projected to be complete by November. The related 297,000-square-foot Justice and Transition Center is in the design phase and could go to bid by January. Lois said the report is the first of what she expects to be a series by her office as the project progresses. County Executive and Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro said the report demonstrates the new facilities will, and I quote, "provide the necessary space to expand the county's innovative restorative justice programs to better transition inmates back into the community and decrease further recidivism as well as provide taxpayers with annual operational savings," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York Solicitor General Barbara D. Underwood was appointed to serve as Attorney General during the joint legislative hearing May 22nd. Underwood has been serving as Acting Attorney General since the abrupt resignation of Eric Schneiderman 2 weeks ago. She is the first woman to serve as Attorney General and will hold the position through the end of the year. Members of the Senate and Assembly approved Underwood's appointment in a near-unanimous vote, with several lawmakers taking the time to publicly praise her record. Underwood told the reporters after her confirmation, and I quote, "I've served in many roles in government throughout my career, but I believe this job at this moment in history is the most important job I've ever had," end quote. A bicameral bipartisan vetting committee interviewed 12 candidates last week, but legislative leaders overwhelmingly supported keeping Underwood in the position through December 31st. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that it will be mostly cloudy today, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Thursday night, clear with a low around 56. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. The sun rose this morning at 5:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:18 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 44 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 23rd day of May 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.